Hey everyone, welcome back to the Train to Adapt podcast. I'm Adam Shergold, CEO here at Train to Adapt.
And I'm Caden Stander, your co-host. This is where we explore how training, environment, and real life all intersect.
And today we're diving into winter fitness, specifically what happens when cold, darkness, and unpredictable weather completely change how people train.
Yeah, because in places like Hampshire, winter isn't just cold, it's complicated. And what people are doing to adapt is honestly fascinating.
Did you know that exercising in cold weather can burn up to 400 more calories per hour than the same workout in mild temperatures? That's what makes Hampshire's unique winter fitness challenges so fascinating.
That's really interesting. I had no idea the caloric impact was that significant. What makes Hampshire's winter situation so special compared to other cold regions?
Well, it's this perfect storm of challenges they're dealing with. The maritime climate creates this penetrating wet cold that feels way worse than the thermometer shows. Plus, you've got darkness setting in by 4 p.m. and these constant weather shifts that turn morning frost into afternoon mud.
So what I'm hearing is that traditional fitness approaches just don't cut it there. How are people adapting their routines?
You know, that's where it gets creative. They're transforming tiny spaces, we're talking just 6 by 6 feet, into these incredibly efficient home gyms. And get this, studies show that high intensity interval training in these micro gyms can be just as effective as traditional gym workouts when done correctly.
The equipment recommendations really caught my attention, especially how a single kettlebell can replace thousands of dollars worth of traditional gym equipment.
Mm-hmm. And here's what's fascinating about their outdoor strategy. They've developed this scientific three-layer system that's been shown to maintain core body temperature, even in Hampshire's notorious wet cold. The data shows that proper layering can extend comfortable outdoor workout times by up to 45 minutes.
That's exactly what makes this so interesting. It's not just about throwing on more clothes, there's real science behind it.
And speaking of science, let's talk about how they're tackling seasonal affective disorder. Research shows that a 20-minute outdoor workout in natural light, even on a cloudy day, increases serotonin levels by up to 50% more than indoor exercise under bright artificial lights.
That's particularly relevant considering Hampshire sees only about 8 hours of daylight during peak winter months.
Right, and they've mapped out these brilliant training zones across the region. The New Forest natural windbreaks can reduce wind chill factor by up to 60%, while Southampton Common maintains over 15 kilometres of winter-ready running paths.
Well, that kind of infrastructure must make a huge difference in keeping people active through winter.
Oh, absolutely. And here's what's really cool. Their community approach has shown remarkable results. Local running groups report 85% better adherence rates compared to solo winter training. Plus, they've documented a 40% reduction in seasonal exercise drop-off when people join these winter fitness communities.
The nutrition aspect seems crucial too, especially since you mentioned that increased calorie burn in cold weather.
You know, that's a key point. Their research shows winter athletes need about 30% more carbohydrates and a 15% increase in protein intake just to maintain performance levels. Plus, dehydration rates can be up to 40% higher in cold weather because people simply don't feel as thirsty.
The immune system support strategies really stood out to me, like how they're combining vitamin D supplementation with specific nutrition timing.
Exactly, and the data backs this up. Athletes following their winter nutrition protocol reported 60% fewer upper respiratory infections compared to those maintaining their regular diet. They've essentially created this comprehensive approach that turns winter from an obstacle into an opportunity.
Looking at all these elements together, it seems like they've really cracked the code on winter fitness.
And that's what makes this whole thing so remarkable. They're seeing a 70% increase in winter exercise consistency when people implement these strategies together. It's not about fighting the season anymore. It's about working with it in this incredibly intelligent way.
Yeah. These findings could really change how we think about winter fitness everywhere, not just in Hampshire.
Well, that's the exciting part. These strategies are already being adopted in similar climate zones worldwide, with early data showing comparable success rates. It's like we're witnessing this complete paradigm shift in how we approach seasonal fitness challenges.
So when you step back and look at all of this, winter doesn't have to be the season where fitness disappears.
Exactly. When training, nutrition, environment, and community all work together, winter actually becomes an advantage instead of a setback.
And what's powerful here is that these strategies aren't just for one region. They're adaptable, practical, and already changing how people stay consistent year-round.
If this episode shifted how you think about winter training, share it with someone who usually puts fitness on pause this time of year.
Keep training, keep adapting, and we'll catch you next time.